Illegal alien convict charged with execution-style murder after never being deported. By John Binder on May 1, 2019. An illegal alien convict who had been previously granted refugee status by the federal government and was supposed to be deported has now been charged with murdering, execution-style, a Miami, Florida, father of one. Illegal alien 29-year-old David Panacusper has been charged with murdering 31-year-old Leandro Lopez this month after surveillance cameras captured the alleged killing in March, depicting an armed Panacusper shooting Lopez to death. Warning, graphic video. Panacusper, Breitbart News confirmed, first arrived in the U.S. in June 2001 from Cuba and was given parole to remain in the country. Years later, in 2004, Panacusper was granted refugee status by the federal government despite his alleged associations to the violent SOAR 13 gang, which has ties to the Mexican mafia. In 2007, Panacusper was convicted of attempted murder and armed robbery and sentenced to 10 years in prison, Breitbart News confirmed. The 2007 attempted murder involved a 17-year-old Panacusper nearly stabbing a man to death outside of a restaurant. After the attack, Panacusper attempted to cash the victim's checks. While in prison, Panacusper, known as Psycho on the streets of Miami, attacked guards and was subsequently charged for the attack. After being released from prison, Panacusper was ordered deported from the U.S. back to Cuba. Due to Cuba's non-cooperation with U.S. immigration officials, the illegal alien was never deported and continued living in Miami, unsupervised. Panacusper worked illegally as an electrician in the Miami metro area and told police his goals centered around making money and chasing women. As the Miami Herald reported, Panacusper has pleaded not guilty in court this week. Law enforcement officials told local media they are still unsure as to the motive behind the alleged murder. In his interview with police, the illegal alien joked that federal immigration officials could not deport him to Cuba. "Where are they going to send me? Cuba doesn't want me," Panacusper said. "They don't want me here. They don't want me there." The illegal alien's alleged victim, Lopez, had recently become a father and owned a tattoo shop. Police said the two had known one another from prison. "It is seen clearly how he does it cold-bloodedly," a family friend of Lopez's told NBC6. "Only a person with a heart of ice can do something like that. It's not normal. You can't just kill someone." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.